We are here for goodness sake. Hello, family. This is Carol Worth with Salt to Paul LLC. Welcome to our second season of the Goodness Forum, where goodness and positivity are openly discussed and amplified. Our guest today is Karen Hager, and I'm going to have you tell our audience just a little bit about yourself.
I'm from Spokane, Washington. I'm married with children and grandchildren, and I am on the board of Daybreak Youth Services, and I collect money to support them, and I think that's kind of what we're going to be talking about is why I do that.
So. Well, for sure. So our episode title is It's All About Your Tude, because one of the things that I love about you is your attitude. And so I would love for you to talk about that. I'm going to read the quote. It's from Winston Churchill. Attitude is a little thing that makes a big difference. So I would love for you to talk about your attitude and where that comes from and how did you develop that?
I developed it because if you're not laughing, you're crying, and you know those two emotions are extremely close to one another.
Yeah.
And when tragedy strikes and all you can see is that dark tunnel, the little pinprick of light, if you can focus on that, it actually will help change your attitude, how you see things, like, you know, making lemonade out of lemons. You get dealt something in your life, and if you have a good attitude about it, it can change how you see it and how the world sees you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, attitude is so important.
I believe it.
It is something that determines how you navigate life.
Yes.
So can you talk about your own life and share with our audience a little bit? Like, how did you end up becoming a person who's on the board and generating money for youth?
About 12 years ago, we lost our son to a prescription drug overdose. And so we started to put on a race in his memory, and we gave the proceeds to Daybreak Youth Services. And through that, I met a lot of people that worked there, and they needed people on the advisory board. And so I started to volunteer on the advisory board. And they're just doing really, really good work. It's a organization for kids between the ages of 10 and 18. Girls and boys can do outpatient, and then they have an inpatient that's just for girls in Spokane, Washington, for and drug, yeah. alcohol, and like mental, a lot of mental health issues yeah. also.
And so when that happened in your own life, and and I get that, right, that life's everybody, it would be really easy to just...
To wallow. And we just chose, both of my husband and I, we just chose not to wallow. I mean, when we were on our way to the hospital, I just really felt like God told us clearly, don't ever ask me why, and don't ever blame. And so we chose to never ask why, and nobody blamed anybody.
Wow.
So that was right there. I feel like God gave me the opportunity to have a good attitude. Didn't happen for a long time, don't get me wrong, you know.
So it sounds like you were, that really, as tragic of a personal tragic thing that occurred for you was a turning point for you.
Yes, yeah. I would say.
And prior to that taking place, what, in other words, how is your life different from before and now having gone through that experience?
I know I have a lot more compassion for people, because you really don't know what people are going through. You can be so irritated just with somebody in line at the grocery store.
Sure.
But you don't know their story. And I know that oftentimes people probably judged me, but they didn't know my story. And had they known my story, they might have had more compassion. So sometimes I feel like I don't have enough mercy for people, and then I have to go back and remind myself, you don't know their story. You don't know what they're going through.
Yeah. So it's almost like it's a touchstone for you.
Yes.
Right? That, I love that. Don't ask why. I was told early on in my journey that why is not a very spiritual question.
No, I don't think it is. Yes.
Why? You know? Because that puts me right in the victim mode.
Yes.
And so, no blame. But I also hear, like, that you've given up complaining.
Well, it doesn't change anything. So, I mean, I'll complain to my husband about, you know, our sprinkler system isn't working right now, so I do kind of complain about stuff like that, but big stuff, if you can't change it, why are you wasting energy on it? there's stuff that you just can't change, and complaining isn't going to help. It makes it worse because then people don't respond to you in a good way. I mean, I know that when you try to call somebody, like, I hate calling credit card companies or, you know, the cable company or any of that. And I just remember my mom saying the best thing to do is when they answer the phone, you call them by their name. This is Heather. Hi, Heather. I'm not sure if you can help me.
Mm.
And it makes it like they want to help you then. You can't go, geez, Heather, I got my bill. And once again, because then they're on the defense and they don't want to help you. So, yeah, just having a good attitude, even though inside you may be seething, you get better results.
So what I'm hearing in your sharing is that there's often times where you act better than you feel.
Absolutely. On a daily basis.
So tell us a little bit more about that, because that's really powerful. I mean, that's really powerful, because so many of us are like, whatever we're feeling is just like, there it goes.
Yeah. Well, a good example is today. Well, and the people that you surround yourself with make a huge difference. I can't be around negative people because you just pick up a little bit too much of that. I like to surround myself with people that have a good attitude and would do something like the Goodness Forum.
Yeah.
So, like, just on the way out here today, I'm driving a car I'm not used to, and so I felt like people were going to run into me. I felt like people were getting on the freeway and cutting me off, and I was getting very, very irritated, and I wanted to come in and say, I almost died. These crazy people out there. But I just took a breath. It's like, I got here. Nothing bad happened.
Right.
So just,
like, in reality,
go with the flow.
Yeah. Now, you spoke to when you had that moment, and it was almost like you got this insight or this message mm-hmm. about don't ask why and don't blame. So do you have that kind of a relationship, ongoing relationship with God or with your highest self or whatnot, that has you continue to?
Yes, absolutely. He tells me, I ask all the time for stuff.
So you're asking, talk about that a little bit. Like, what's your practice? How do you do that?
Well, I do a lot of praying, and it's not on my knees. It's behind the wheel of the car. It's at the grocery store. I feel like people would call it prayer, but I would just call it dialogue. I'm mm-hmm. constantly just talking to God and asking Him to help me every day. Not for things, but for attitude and for other people.
So it's like, not like a Santa Claus God, but help me be what you would have me be.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And so that ongoing experience of asking for and then receiving guidance.
Yeah. It's just as ongoing.
It is.
I can't really explain. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a constant dialogue.
And when you're in your daily life, how does that show up for you? Like, not just driving, but like with other people? Because I think a lot of times in our audience probably would love to hear about, like, how do you deal with, because you can't, I mean, I get, we want to surround ourselves with positive people. I get that. But when you are everybody encounters people who are mm-hmm. difficult.
Yes.
How does that work for you?
Sometimes it works better than others, because sometimes I do want to just lash out. But I remember our old pastor's wife, it was the best thing she said was, when somebody is being rude or mean, I just figure their feet hurt because their shoes are too tight.
Mm.
And so if you can just bring yourself back to, you don't know their story.
Mm.
And it's good too to have safe people. I've got very safe people in my life that I can do a little bit of venting to.
Sure.
Because I don't hold on to a lot. I think holding on to that makes you sick
mm-hmm.
inside,
mm-hmm.
physically and spiritually. So I'm pretty current with my emotions and how I'm feeling. I get them out right away.
Oh, that's powerful.
Yeah,
right
away.
Yeah. So could you tell the audience a little, because somebody may be listening and be like, what is venting? What does she mean by that? Because some people might not know what that means. They may not know how to do that. And I think it's really healthy mm-hmm. to be able mm-hmm. to do that. And like what you were just saying, being current with your emotions instead of repressing
right.
or
mm-hmm.
running away from mm-hmm. them, that sort of thing. So could you talk about that a little?
Well, like if I have friends going through hardship, I can sit with my sister and just complain that, you know, really the doctor should have ordered that PET scan immediately. What the heck, you know, stuff yeah. like that, that yeah. I can, that I'm angry at like a doctor or somebody I don't even know.
Yeah, right.
But to be able to vent that to a safe person that's not emotionally connected to the problem, I would never say, well, I have said to my friend, well, that's ridiculous. The doctor should have done
yeah,
that, but
right,
she agreed.
Sure.
But yeah.
Yeah.
And that's then, what I mean by safe
So
person.
when you vent that stuff out mm-hmm. and then what's the out, once you get that out, then what happens for you?
Well, I forget very quickly that I have it, because that something was wrong, because I mean, often my husband will be like, well, what about, so what, this or that? And I'm thinking, well, was I mad about that?
What are you talking
I don't
about?
Remember, you know, was
Got
I mad
it.
About
so,
that?
So it sounds like once you're able to do that, you're able to let it go.
Let it go. Yeah,
yeah.
You gotta let it go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then
yeah.
you're restored to a place of peace.
Right. And oftentimes, I mean, honestly, I will just grab it right back. You can let it go, but it's if it's there, like the tail of a kite, you can grab it right back and bring it back to you. It's the letting go of the string and letting the kite flow off.
Yeah.
Which is hard, because people want to hold on to that string so they can bring it back and grab it.
Great. So, so talk a little bit about that. Like, how do you let it go and not grab it back? What is that look like for you? Do you ask for help? What do you do?
Probably I would ask for guidance to really let that go. And I just recently had a situation, and my granddaughter said something to me about something that somebody said or whatever, and I wanted to defend myself and justify myself. And my sister was sitting in the pool, and I was just getting angry. And she said, "Let it go. Just let it go. There's, you know, there's nothing you can do. Just." And I can say honestly, that was a couple days ago. I haven't thought about it.
It's gone.
Well, I'm thinking about it now, right now.
Yeah, but is there that?
But I let go of the string. I don't know if I can go to get the kite back or not.
Yeah, but I mean,
if
right
I think
here,
hard enough about it,
yeah,
I could bring that back up.
Right.
So I just have to quit thinking about it.
There you go. And that is
mm-hmm.
so powerful, right? Because
yeah.
what we focus on grows. So let me not think about the thing that's going to make me angry.
Right. Yeah.
Is that
exactly.
the secret to your attitude?
Probably.
Your positive
I do a lot
attitude.
Of not thinking. I try to do a lot of not dwelling. Yes,
yeah,
well, say.
What do you dwell on that has you have this great attitude?
Everything. I got so much good stuff in life. I got everything. Everything in life. There's nothing I lack for. Nothing I need.
So you're grateful?
Absolutely. Every day. Very grateful every day. Because there's nothing I wouldn't want anybody's other life. And I wouldn't want the things people have. I'm very content. I think contentment is the key.
Yeah, happy,
mm-hmm.
happy,
mm-hmm.
happy, joy's free.
Yeah,
yeah. So that's the sort of like the byproduct of your attitude.
Yes.
Really.
Yeah.
That's super great,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So I want to bring it back to Daybreak.
Okay.
Because some of our listeners may be interested in what you do there and maybe volunteering if that's
mm-hmm.
possible. So could you talk a little bit more about Daybreak? Because, you know, I'm, you know, watching and listening to you and talking about your attitude and how awesome, right?
Mm-hmm.
To have gone through a real tragedy, and you could have made that, you know, the sad story that you bring out, but you can talk about it without it, you know, being the central theme of your life any longer.
Right, right.
You've moved, not necessarily,
yes.
I mean, there's always going to be that there,
mm-hmm.
but look at you. You're joyous, happy, free, grateful,
yeah.
and has great attitude.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you're giving back.
Yes, I think that's the most important thing that you can do, is you have to, if you just fill up and fill up and fill up, you're full. You have to,
you're full
give
of it.
You're just full of it. Oh, I like that. I remember that. You have to give it out, because if you, whatever you want more of, you got to start giving away what you have. I don't care if it's time or money or friendship, you got to give it away. And so I wanted to give away to Daybreak, because I just know what these kids, not exactly are going through, but I certainly
yeah.
know what their parents are going through.
Sure.
And stuff like that. And so Daybreak Youth Services was founded about 35 years ago by five people. that didn't know each other, but all attended Whitworth Presbyterian Church. Mm. And they kept going to the pastor going, I just feel a need to do this and that. And he's like, well, I need to hook you up with, you know, so-and-so. And so they started Daybreak, and it's an inpatient facility, and they also have one over in Vancouver for boys and girls. Mm-hmm. And they service the kids with counseling, and we give because a lot of insurances don't cover, or they only cover for so long. And if kids aren't ready to go, Daybreak's not going to send them out. They're going to keep them.
Oh, that's so
whatever
awesome.
It takes.
So people can donate directly to
Daybreak?
Yes,
you can donate directly to Daybreak, and you can also go to their, just call them, and there's people that will direct you. They need volunteers for stuff all the time, taking girls out to do different things. And
so you can help out
physically,
literally,
and
with monetary support.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I appreciate you being here. It's
thank
been
you.
Delightful.
Yes.
Thank you for sharing with our audience who and what you are.
Thanks.
You know? All right. Well, thank you for viewing this episode. Come in next time and meet another extraordinary person who is doing extraordinary good and spreading positivity in the world. See you next time.